Vayakob Akudei is a summary once again of the Mishkan, all the kelim of the Mishkan, all the donations for the Mishkan, the Chulu. And it's interesting to note, the Chavis Lavavis says that if you look around the Bria, you'll find that things that are more necessary are more in abundance. For example, air is the most essential aspect of for life, and it's in great abundance. It's all over the place. Second is water. It's also in great abundance. As opposed to precious stones and gold and silver, those are rarities. Those are, because they're luxuries. They're not necessities. And that's how it works throughout the Brio. The Ramban, basically, in Boi, and in his drushes, so he basically says the same thing applies when it gets to Ruchnis. Look in the Torah, and you see that the more that the Torah discusses a certain Indian, the more it's necessary for our spiritual growth, the more it's necessary for Avodas Hashem. Really, he asks, he explains, that's why so many mitzvahs are Zecha Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why is Yetzias Mitzrayim mentioned so many times, and Zecha Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the mitzvahs are Zecha Yetzias Mitzrayim, Tefillin, and Tzitzis, and Shabbos, and Yom Tovim, so many things that are Zecha Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why is it so mentioned so many times? Well, then he says, because that's really what we're trying to inculcate and integrate into ourselves, this knowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Beri Umanik L'chol Abruim V'Levada Osa V'Oise V'Yas L'chol Amaisim. And when did we learn that? We learned that in Mitzrayim. And B'Meila, that's why we keep on trying to remind ourselves of what was B'Mitzrayim. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to do Nisim Reflois for every generation like he did for that generation, so B'Meila, we need constant reminders, Shema twice a day, v'chulu v'chulu. That's the case. You have to understand why there's so many parshas that are dedicated to the Mishkan. How long did the Mishkan stand for? 40 years? Not 40 years. 40 years in the Midbar, and then it was continued afterwards in Eretz Yisrael for a little bit while after that. Then they had the Bini Beit HaMikdash, but these parshas in Lachor are not kashur really to the Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash had different dimensions, and here it's talking about the donations b'chlal, and talking about the Meluim and other things that Lachor were not kashur to the Beit HaMikdash. It's more kashur specifically to the Mishkan. Why is there so much attention given to the Binyan HaMishkan and to the Mishkan? So L'chura Aderech HaPshat, it is that, like the Alshich makes the drasha, even though it's maybe mentioned, people bring it down as a menus. It says, V'shachanti b'seichem v'asu li'mikdash, V'shachanti b'seichom v'seichoy le'nemar alo b'seichom v'seich kol echer v'echor. Alshich has a shtickle Torah about this. Osen Nefesh HaChaim, well known, that the Iker Beis HaMikdash, the Iker Shechinu B'Tachtonim, the Iker Mokein that we're trying to make that should be a Mishkan for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is B'Seich Kol Echad V'Echad. Every person is supposed to make a Mishkan for himself. And that's the Iker Mishkan. And Heichal Hashem Heima. And not only that, that's the Mishkan. You can't have the real Mishkan without having a Mishkan B'Seich Kol Echad V'Echad. You can't have, why don't we just go nowadays and build a Beis HaMikdash on the Har HaBayis? I'm sure we can work it out. Some Arabs will be angry, the Seder is not the first one that will be angry. The answer is, it doesn't help to build the Beis HaMikdash if the Beis HaMikdash inside of us, if the Beis HaMikdash inside Kol Echad Ve'Echad is destroyed. You know, that's what the Nevi'i Shekhar were tining. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to abandon us, there's going to be a Churban. What do you mean? You see, we have the Beis HaMikdash here, we have the Rishonim, we have all the Nisim that we, throughout the generations, 410 years, 420 years, we have all the Nisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And that was all fine and dandy if we're in a Hanami up to par with our own Beit HaMikdash. Then, Heichal Hashem Heimo, then in a Hanami, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to destroy the Beit HaMikdash. But if we're lacking our own Panimius, then in a Hanami, it's Kemach Tochan Tochanto, like they told the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that in Muchanetzar. You didn't destroy anything. The Beit HaMikdash, once I wasn't there already, so then it was already, it's already ground up. It's already kilo as if it's destroyed. The Nekuda of the Beit HaMikdash is directly proportionate to the Beis HaMikdash, Pesach Kol Echad Ve'Echad, that each person feels inside of himself. And this building a Beis HaMikdash is not kashur b'chlal to a person's yichus, and it's not kashur to his past. It's every person. So it says that Eliyahu is the same thing with Bezalel, because the Shbroch was mash for both of them, because the smallest of the Shvatim, Don, should be shoved to the biggest of the Shvatim, Yehuda. And similarly, it says Vayigba Libay Bedarkei Hashem, like the Ramban says, the people that had no shaychus, no background to avoid this, to making things, to making gold, to making silver, to weaving, the very ratzin in and of itself gave the person the koyach. In other words, when a person is building their own Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't make a difference who his parents were, and what shevet he's from, and what his background is. It doesn't make a difference what his kreiches are. It doesn't make a difference. Every person is born with different kreiches, and people don't have kishreinis, and people don't have... It's not kashur, b'chol. It's not kashur to a person's egin of Beis HaMikdash. It's nothing to do with what everybody else has, and if somebody else has it or somebody else doesn't have it. Each person is supposed to use his kreiches to build their own Beis HaMikdash. So how does a person do that? How does a person make themselves into a Beis HaMikdash? So, the truth is that it's a person. I heard a story this week. It's an interesting story. Reb Nachum Mendel Mivitebsk, he once heard a person blowing shofar on Har HaBayis. So he opened up the window and he stuck his head out and he smelled, and he says, "No, Mashiach didn't come." So I think it was Naftali Rafshitz when he heard the story. He said, "Well, how come he had to open the window and stick out his head? Why couldn't he tell from inside?" So he said, because inside, Taka Mashiach came. And by him in his room, Mashiach was already there. That means that the nekuda of whether we have the Beis HaMikdash or not have the Beis HaMikdash is directly proportionate to the way that the people feel inside their hearts. If Rav Yechai Yisrael is not holding there, so they're not going to have the Beis HaMikdash. That doesn't mean that by Yechidim, you can't have the Beis HaMikdash. So in Chalamei, every Yechid could have their Beis HaMikdash that was Kilo Leinechrav. Chafei them, the Beis HaMikdash is Leinechrav. So how do we do it? So remember, Nathan Tzvi was once speaking by Siyum here in the Mir, and he said, I think it was in the old building actually, in the main building, the dining room, and he said, sometimes I wake up in the morning and I think to myself, all I want to do is go back to sleep for another half an hour. So what do I do? So I say, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want from me? I ask myself, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want from me? So then I'm able to get up. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to get up, I'm able to get up. So our Yitzhara maybe convinces us that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to sleep for another half an hour. But nothing to be, that was just a story which I think brings home this point, highlights this idea of how does a person make themselves into a Mishkan for Kadosh Baruch Hu. The same way that you take into Cheshbin when you go into your room, your roommate, your whoever is there, should I turn on the light, should I not? There's someone else here. What is he for about this situation? There's somebody sleeping, there's somebody, don't turn on the light, don't talk loud, v'chulam. When you woke up in the morning, there's the Ribbono Shel Olam. What does the Ribbono Shel Olam want? I'm waking up. I'm tired. I want to go back to sleep for half an hour. What does the Ribbono Shel Olam want from me in this situation? There's someone here to reckon with. And that's something which is, I think, really is the nakuda of how a person makes himself a makam for the Shekhinah. As a person is, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is real in your life. The Ribbono Shel Olam is a part of your life. And that's something that a person has to ask himself in every situation. And I think maybe specifically now with this coronavirus and people really losing themselves and people getting very nervous and people not knowing what to do and not knowing where to go and not knowing, it's a question that a person has to ask themselves. Always, what does the Ribbono Shel Olam want from me? What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want from me right now? He wants me to go crazy. He wants me to panic. He wants me not to be mekayim the mitzvahs that are mekayim on a regular basis. He wants me. So maybe in a chanami, you're not supposed to daven with a minyan now. Right now, if you can't daven with a minyan, you can't. Actually, interesting food for thought is that Volvo would say from a Biruchim that we're not the bialim on the mitzvahs. If we're roy, then we'll be able to mekayim the mitzvahs. But if not roy, then we'll lose the mitzvahs. And he said that Rabbi Yochum said that when they were asering the Shechita in Poland, which he became sick from it. They wanted a Mamishay. They say that that's why he was Nifter, Rabbi Yochum, because the Mamishay got sick over it, the Gzeira against the Shechita. He says that if we're not Roy, then Kadosh Baruch Hu takes away the Yechilis for us to do mitzvahs. But Mela, if we're not able to do mitzvahs as we're supposed to, people aren't able to listen to Parshas Zohar. People aren't able to. So that means that there's Epesa, you know, Epesa Tviya, that to be Mitzchazik in these Inyanim, to be Mitzchazik, if we're not able to go to Dam B'tzibur, so maybe there's a Makam for Chizuk in this area of Tvila B'tzibur, not speaking during davening, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. If you have to daven by yourself, then there's no speaking during davening. Who are you talking to? Turn off your phone, yes. But in Echanami, there's just an akuda for Machshava. But the truth is that a person should be asking themselves, What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want from me? He doesn't want me to panic. What does he want me to do? He wants me to listen to the Haras of the Rabbanim and listen to, and they're saying to listen to what the Masada Briyot says and to act accordingly and do as, make the Cheshbonis according to what you think makes sense And after that, we do our standards and leave it up to Ribbono Shel Olam. Just the Ribbono Shel Olam should come into the picture. Not stop panicking that there's no in a chanami. A person should Ashri Adam Afachi Tamir Hu B'Divrei Torah Ktiv in Yoni Ruchni. A person should be Bepachad. He should make sure that he learns, that he shouldn't forget his learning in Tazreini Yom Yomayim Azveko, and he should make sure to daven, and he should take the opportunity that's given to him now to be misminded a little bit. A person has a lot more time, I think. A lot of people are not going to work, a lot of people are not going out of their houses, a lot of people are not davening with Tzibur. Agav, if you're not davening with Tzibur, so usually davening takes you an hour and 15 minutes to get to shul, to put in your tefillin, to get to get back. Now it's you davening by yourself. There's no chazar s'shas, nothing. Spend another minute on Shmoy Netzvei. Spend another minute on brachas. You know, appreciate them. V'chulam. And appreciate what's going on here with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, realizing that there's no other way besides this, besides recognizing that it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And I just saw somebody sent out something that in 71 years this is the first Shabbos that the country will be keeping, the entire country in Eretz Yisrael will be, there will be no public Chilul Shabbos, at least of public transportation from the inception of the Medina. It's the beginning of the Parsha, right? This is Mamish, the first time. We need one more Shabbos and we'll all be free, right? As they say. So, it's a pella, all the things that Reb Chaim said that during the war, in the Gulf War, if there's no theaters in Bnei Brak, then there's no missiles are going to fall there. There's no theaters. There's no beaches. There's no nothing. It's all closed. It's all everybody's side. It's all that. There's more Torah. There's more Kedusha. Realize that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is being menahelet the inyanim, and certainly we have to take care of ourselves, and certainly, but to be mispainin and take the opportunity that Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us to be mispainin in the Darchei Hashem. And if you ask yourself this question of what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want from me in this situation, it'll make you probably a lot calmer. And if you're not sure what the answer is, so then ask somebody, but panic shouldn't be the answer. Get a different answer, and that's the way that we could turn Heichal Hashem Heimo, that each person could turn themselves into Beis HaMikdash. We should be Zeicha to be Boine B'Seichenu B'Seich Kolech V'Echad and B'Zeicha to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim B'Mehir B'Yemenu.